Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. It's 25 past. Let's take a look at what happened with the market world today. For this, we bring in Christy Van On and Company. And Christy, is it hot where you are today or not too bad?
It is. It is very warm. But, you know, honestly, the forecast for Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, it's like a high of 68 to 70 degrees, and that is not okay in my books.
Yeah.
So I am here for the heat. It might be a little too hot, but listen,
well,
anytime it gets in the 60s during the day for a high, it's kind of sad.
The corn just looks like, are you kidding me? This is what you got? Come on, it can bring me some heat.
Right? And
it's like 95 out. Here's the weird thing. It's like 95 or upper 90s in western North Dakota, and you don't have to go very far and find 70s and 60s today. Even today here in North Dakota and Minnesota, I'm assuming you're like we are. We're probably middle 80s today. Is that kind of where you are at right now, or not that warm, or warmer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, it's 85. So, yeah, it is, like I said, it's 85, and I think we maybe have one more day of, you know, not quite this warm, and then it looks like maybe some rain's ushering in some cooler temperatures. And I just, you know, it might be a little bit of a nicer break, but, you know, as you start to talk about some people, I feel like we've been a little bit on the cooler side. We've had some good days.
Oh, absolutely.
But you don't have to go far to talk to people that have said, you know, they're actually been having a pretty warm summer so far. And so that caught me off guard, because I've been in my little bubble. I feel like it's been a little bit on the side.
I'm not used to this type of July weather, to be honest with you. And we're halfway through the month. That's the depressing part. Days are already getting shorter. So that's already a part of the equation. And we got the dog days, we think, coming up. Anyway, I should ask you about corn. The one winner today, maybe I guess you could add canola to the list. But what was going on with corn that made it profitable?
Yeah, winner, winner, chicken dinner. I am trying not to get my hopes up here for the corn market, because we have crop conditions this afternoon. And if we can get by that and we are higher here tomorrow, then I will actually call corn a winner. So it did have that faith behind it. I don't know what actually led it to be this. You know, it could be just finding its support lines. You've heard me talk quite a bit about 413. Below 14 is 405 for a support line, in our opinion. We came down on a spike low tonight or last night and hit 407.5 off the news that President Trump was going to establish a tariff on Mexico. You know, Mexico's our number one corn buyer, and they have really, really just been able to, like, sneak under the radar so far on any kind of tariff talk. They initially had it in the very, very beginning, but since then, they have been on President Trump's good graces, and that has flipped. And so now you're on that kind of situation. I do think that the president of Mexico has been willing to really, you know, sit down and work with President Trump. So I'm hoping that can get fixed. But anytime you have that situation with our number one corn buyer, and, you know, one of our other top corn buyers is Japan. So, you know, it's just not great to hear that. We really need to have all of these tariffs be settled, be done with, or just go away. Yeah. So this market can find its natural bottom. And so I don't know what made it run. I saw on social media there was some talk of some pollination issues. I don't know if that's it, but I just feel like, man, for every one picture you see for pollination issues, there's probably like 50 people sitting back and being like, man, this is a really, really good crop coming our way. And I do think the general consensus is that it's a good crop. But we have to look at this carryout and say it's going to take a very, very large crop to get us in a situation where we have an abundance of too much corn.
Got about 30 seconds. All we got this week is crush report. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, crop conditions this afternoon and that. And so, you know, I think that's what we'll be really looking at. I also think you'll be looking at FOMC, right? Is that this week as well? Or that might be next week. But coming up soon, we're going to be having an interest rate talk. And I think that could be a really big deal for these grain markets moving forward.
Okay, be looking forward to that. All right, Christy, how do folks get a hold of you at Van On & Company?
You can call us at 1-800-648-5494.
Well, thanks for popping on. We'll try to send you some warmer weather, but doesn't look like it. As long as it's not going to snow.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day. It's a stupid smoke. Every time we're going to get a decent day, it's got the stupid Canadian fires. Well, we feel bad for them, but good gravy. Enough is enough. Okay, we got to take a break here. We're going to head to Washington, D.C. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Andrew Mauch, past president of the North Dakota Corn Growers.